clashes erupt in an Egyptian town. A mission team treks through Uganda to leave footprints of hope, and Passion 2010 knocks a missions fundraising goal out of the park. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tensions are at a breaking point in southern Egypt after a deadly drive-by shooting. It happened as churchgoers welcomed in the Coptic Christmas on January 7th. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Automatic weapons fire went into the crowd, leaving the church. There are leads, but there hasn't been anybody arrested.
Seven people died in what appears to be a retaliation incident.
Apparently, the church and the leader of the church had been threatened in recent days, stemming from an alleged sexual assault of a Muslim girl by a Coptic Christian man.
The tensions will make Christian ministry difficult in the region. Christian properties have been targeted since. Pray that peace will be restored and pray for justice.
That will go a long way towards making the Christians as well as the Muslims feel safe and feel like this problem is being handled and there's not a need for the sort of back and forth that seems to be what's going on right now.
Next, despite persecution in India, India Gospel League is seeing many people turn to Christ. Executive Director of the India Gospel League, Dr. David Rice, says church growth has been phenomenal.
As we roll into 2010, we're actually seeing about 700 new churches planted every single month.
IGL has been in existence since 1992. He describes their church planting strategy.
This really isn't about a strategy. This isn't about personalities. This is one of those incredible times when God decides to do something that we cannot explain.
IGL also focuses on community development, medical care, and orphan ministry. While persecution is happening, Rice says God has been gracious.
We've not had any of our pastors in India actually be killed, but many of them have been beaten. Many of them have been persecuted for their faith. In the face of that persecution, the church seems to be fueled by that.
Funding for more evangelists is needed. You're listening to Mission Network News. The war in Iraq has created a disaster situation for many vulnerable families. However, Global Aid Network's Dwayne Zook says there's a silver lining.
The war has created, I think, a unique opportunity for we as believers to come alongside believers in Iraq and to reach out to these families, the orphans, the grandmothers, the widows, who have been affected by the disaster.
Gaines Partners provide food, clothing, and shoes, along with Bibles and Jesus films. Backpacks and school supplies also open doors for gospel ministry.
Not only do we now have relationships and are able to go in and distribute the aid, but also oftentimes they're able to take in religious material, coloring books that have Bible stories. In fact, one of the schools I heard was using some of the Bible stories as part of their curriculum.
Go to our website to find out more. We turn next to Uganda, where a Vision Beyond Borders partner is leading a mission team that will be crisscrossing the country over the next 6 weeks. Medical facilities don't have the tools they need to function, especially in the war-torn north. This team will get the donated equipment into the country. Another Vision Beyond Borders team arrives next month for setup and training. Keep this team covered in prayer. This outreach is yet another way Vision Beyond Borders can be the hands and feet of Christ. And Passion Conference 2010 challenged 22,000 students to raise $500,000 for 12 Christian ministry projects. The students exceeded the goal, and a generous couple matched the amount for a total of $1.3 million. One of the projects will build two Dalit education centers in India with Operation Mobilization. Pray the gospel will be effectively presented at these education centers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.